Well, hello again. I'm very excited. George Holford, I'm always excited, but George Holford, Local Matters, and I'm really excited about this program today. We've got a young musician there. Everybody's young to me today, but they really this one is young today. Andrew Buckner.
Yeah, thank you.
Andrew, native, local. And we're going to really talk about Andrew and get to know him. This show is about the Who. And talk about his craft, his music, his roots growing up in the Who. So welcome to the show, Andrew.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
And I'm going to do something pretty hard for me. I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen and learn today. And let's start. As I mentioned to you off air, this story is about your story. It's about telling stories of who you are and growing up and passions and friends and people who've made a difference in your life. And don't spend a lot of time in high school, but let's get you on up. And then we'll talk about where you are today, and then we'll talk about where you're going. So the floor is yours, my friend. We're going to talk about who you are and where you've been.
Well, I grew up in Monterey, parents of school teachers. My mom just retired from Fentress County Schools, and my dad he's a figure in Monterey. Everyone knows him as Mutt in Monterey.
Yeah.
He's been a school teacher, vice principal, football, baseball coach for years and years
Yeah,
there.
Okay.
I became really interested in writing and in music when I was a young boy, probably starting in middle school. Picked up guitar when I was about 14 or 15, very hobbyist in nature. I wrote a lot. Then I went to Tennessee Tech, graduated from Monterey in 06, went to Tennessee Tech, studied interdisciplinary studies there. My two areas of study were music and journalism.
Wow.
I was a sports writer for the Herald Citizen for 5 years during that time. And continued to pursue guitar, took private lessons with Doc Stone at Tennessee Tech.
We talked about him off air. We'll come back to him in just a moment.
What a wonderful man.
Just
a treasure of this community. Worked a few years. During the recession, I worked as an insurance agent, and I graduated from Tech and worked some jobs that really didn't get to flex any of the muscles that I wanted to flex.
I understand.
But then I moved to Knoxville and worked as a script writer and a narrative creator for a videography company for a couple years, and really got to write a lot. Then I was writing about 500,000 words a year while I was there. So I was writing a lot of blogs and newsletters and voiceover scripts and commercials and mini documentaries. And during that time, I was also really focused on my career as a guitarist and a mandolinist, so I was really workshopping a lot.
Man, that's great.
And then I moved back in February of 2022 and kind of hung out my shingle as a freelance writer and began writing. I wrote an article for Cookville Lifestyle magazine in exchange for an ad for Caleb and Leanne that I play for so that we could put an ad in there for a release we were about to come out with. And from there, the next edition I wrote seven articles. Then the next one I was writing 95% of the articles, and then from there I became the editor, and I've just write so most of the magazine now.
Yeah, I didn't give you a proper introduction while I got excited as I usually am. You're the editor of Cookville Lifestyle.
Yes.
The new issue is launching next week.
Yes, that's correct.
You're a guitarist for Caleb and Leanne.
Yeah.
And Leanne is a good friend, Philip Gibbons' daughter.
Yes.
I bet she gets tired of always being introduced as Philip Gibbons.
She loves her dad. She loves that connection.
Works at Glass Tangerine, does freelance writing that you're talking about, and you're a sports guy. So that's something I should have already done. But so growing up in Monterey and your friends and your relationships, talk a little bit more about that. How you some of your friends today and you started as kids together.
Yeah, Caleb that I'm in a band with, Caleb Langford. He's a childhood friend. The joke is that I'm the ghost that haunts the west side of Cookville. I live above. I live above Soulcraft Coffee now, and all my work is over on the west side for the most part, so I'm there all the time. But growing up in Monterey, it was such a tight-knit group of people. My class was – I graduated with 78 people. It was – we loved our teachers. We loved our school. I'm extremely fortunate to have grown up in Monterey. A lot of my lifelong friends are from there, and I really had some great educators that really poured into me. A lot of them, Martha Clift and Sheila Stubbs and a lot of people that just – Johnny Kimbrough, these people that just really poured into my life. Peggy Fergopoulos is another one that comes to mind.
Sure.
That were really impactful and helped me believe that there was a life in the arts. There was a life in the written word. There was a life in music.
Yes,
it might take a while to get there, but that's okay. It should.
That's who we are. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But uh, we we don't know how good we are as a community, as a region, and you're part of that. Mm. You're part of that.
It's a special place. I mean, we have some incredible members of the music community internationally that have found themselves woven into this area. I mean, B.J. Terry Holmes lives here. He's the violinist and electric guitarist for Crowder, a gigantic artist. Daryl Scott, one of the most iconic songwriters of the last 35 years, lives in Overton County.
Hmm.
You know, he wrote Great Day to Be Alive for Travis Tritt. He wrote Long Time Gone for the Dixie Chicks. He wrote Never Leave Harlan Alive for Patti Loveless. And he was the multi-instrumentalist for Robert Plant's Band of Joy after Led Zeppelin. And he lives in Overton County.
They're all amongst us.
They're all amongst us. So it's and we have all these brilliant artists and writers and creators in this community, and it's nice to be able to use the magazine as a vessel of celebrating them. Yeah. Yeah, and getting to tell their stories, especially the stories of people that don't share their story often. You know, this edition of the magazine is influential people, so it's people that make an impact often in the shadows. And one of them is a dear friend of ours, Molly Brown.
Love Molly.
You know, Molly is the last person to celebrate herself, she's one of the people most deserving of celebration.
Yes, has done more behind the scenes than most people would realize. You know, off air, we're talking about Doc Stone that I met and interviewed here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I am fascinated.
He's amazing.
Talk about Doc Stone a little bit and his back. He's already been on, but he's very humble also. Talk about who Doc Stone is and your relationship.
Yeah. So Doc Stone is an adjunct professor at Tennessee Tech. He lives in Dixon, unless he's relocated here. He lives in Dixon. But he was the private guitar tutor at Tennessee Tech, and I took him my junior and senior year. But Doc is fascinating. Doc was a house player for the Grand Ole Opry for 7 years. He had the maximum number of spots you can get booked for on the Opry. He was one of the best, most consistent players that you could find in Nashville. And Doc had a really bad stroke about 15 years ago, maybe a little bit more. Okay. Had to relearn a lot of his fine motor skills, and did so, and is an amazing, brilliant musician. And he's an unbelievably kind human being just a wonderful man to be in a room with. So I love Doc.
Taught Alan Jackson how to play the guitar. That's 40-something years with the Opry. Still, I mean, he's an icon. Just think, between he and Philip Gibbons and others that you mentioned, we're a rich and deep community as far as music.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, this is a front porch, family gathering, Sunday afternoon. I mean, I grew up in jam sessions and learning to play by ear, and it's in G, take a solo after the second verse, you know, let's see what happens.
It's situations. In your blood.
Yeah.
Shows. It shows. Oh, it really does. So you went on, you went through school, you graduated, you went to Tech, you graduated, and now let's talk a little bit about what you're doing, and we'll let this bleed on into the next segment. We've got a couple of minutes. Talk about what you're doing now and where you're. Then in the future segment, we'll talk about where you're going.
Yeah, well, so I do solo shows where I do instrumental guitar, and then I play with Caleb and Leanne, but I also get booked to play lead guitar and mandolin around other artists. So Jake Hoot will book me some, or whoever the person may be will hire me to come. I did three mini tours this summer with an artist named Tyler Edwards, and did South Carolina and Georgia and Massachusetts and some of the East Coast. And so I'll play. Between all that, I'll play 60 to 70 concerts a year. And then I have done two blogs a month for the city of Monterey for their tourism department.
That's great.
I do freelance writing. And then, of course, I do primarily all the writing for Cookeville Lifestyle magazine. I'll do most of the articles and all the editing for that. So we do four editions of that a year. It's usually between 80 and 100 pages an edition. So I stay pretty covered up. And then Glass Tangerine, the plant shop, I help with their newsletter and their podcast. So I do their weekly podcast with them. So kind of got my foot in a lot of fires.
You're a busy guy and living the dream.
I am. I'm very grateful for what I get to do.
Monterey's one of my favorite towns.
Absolutely.
It's our mountain town in Putnam County. And I'm going to quit talking in just a second. The Cherokee Heritage and Standing Stone Park and Bee Rock and just unbelievable, the history there that we're trying to bring back. I mean, we're trying to showcase, and music is part of that.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
You're a Monterey guy.
Yes, absolutely. I played baseball and basketball there, was on a ball field most of my childhood, and I was either playing music or playing a sport from the time I was five to the time I was 18.
Great childhood.
Absolutely.
We're going to piggyback, too, a little more on the music and some of the things we talked about off air. But anything else in your growing up days? Or you're single. I think you told me that.
Yes.
Live in a downtown, west side. You're the, what'd you call yourself a while ago? The west side?
The ghost that haunts the west side. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're doing that. So, yeah, let's take a minute as an intro into the next segment. We did a study, the Chamber, the Highlands, some 15 years ago, and did a study of economic development, trying to create more high-quality paying jobs that we're doing today. And we hired an international site consultant, Wadley Donovan, that worked with one-third of the Fortune 500 companies. And they did a study, and they came back, and it kind of surprised us what they said. And they basically said, because we thought of economic development as bricks and mortar and Nissan and, you know, these kind of companies.
Industry.
And he came back, and he basically said, you have world-class arts, music, and crafts. You have waterfalls. You have nature trails. You have a university. You've got all this stuff that people are looking for. He said you don't know it yet, but you are and can be a miniature Asheville, North Carolina West. And that was sort of the template that we went on. And music played a major part. I know when we first moved here, I'd go to a little festival, and three generations of members was playing the mandolin.
Yeah.
I mean, so music is who we are, woodworking. We've got world-renowned woodworkers and artists and crafts, and that's who we are. That's how we live every day. So when we come back, we're going to spend a little more time with that. George Hofford with a bright young professional, Andrew Buckner, Local Matters, back soon. Well, we're back, George Hofford with Andrew Buckner, and I'm really excited about what you're doing and we're doing as a community in the area of arts, music, and as economic development. These people come into our community, and I know former Mayor Womack, retired mayor, called it catch and release. We catch these tourist investors. They come in, spend money, and go home. We keep the money. We enlarge our community and pay for our quality of life. So let's pick up there with, we talked about Asheville and what you're seeing now as a young musician, your everyday and how we're doing in Cookeville and downtown and not just downtown in our West End, all over our region. And talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think what I notice is for the first time that I, at least in my lifetime that I can recall, I know many people that are making a living fully from the arts, whether they be music educators who also play shows, or whether they're artists, jewelers, writers.
Yes.
You know, my entire income comes from writing and music. And I think that is something that I'm not sure was possible in this community even 15 years ago.
No.
And I think that you talked about some of the resources that this city and this area has that others don't. I mean, one of those biggest to me, and I've always said this, is I-40. We sit in the center of the state. And we sit on the biggest interstate in the United States. And I think that is a gigantic resource for Cookeville, for Monterey, for Baxter. You know, you are one left turn away from being in these downtowns. And we have all this beautiful natural options around us. We have these waterfalls and these hiking trails and these parks. And we have a lot going on here. And we have four seasons, which is a gigantic gift to us and to anyone who comes to visit here. And I think we live in a very, very special place where the arts are starting to thrive, where sports are important, where creativity is important, where industry and retail and dining and shopping and coffee and craft beer and all the things that you talked about with Asheville that make Asheville, they're sewn into this community too.
We've got a miniature Asheville.
We do.
On a positive way. There's some things.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect, but you mentioned that a while ago. Think about Livingston with what they've done with the downtown park. They're having shows that they're advertising here. And then, of course, the restaurants, the new Sparta with the brewery and Calf Killer. I could go on and on and on. We've got some wonderful venues in the Highlands, the four counties, and the Upper Cumberland.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of these people that own these businesses are also creatives and artists themselves. I mean, You mentioned Happy Trails, Trey and Jess Upchurch. That's right. You know, Trey is
I'm teacher.
The guitar I'm playing today was built by his dad, Butch. This is a custom guitar by his dad, Butch Hodgkins, one of the finest guitar builders in the country, in my opinion. This is the finest instrument I've ever played.
Bluegrass, Sparta, Latin Scruggs. Just the heritage there is unbelievable.
The heritage is great. And these people that own these, you know, Trey's a guitar builder himself, a brilliant one. And he's learning from his dad and learning his own craft. So you have these people that own these businesses. You know, Mark Vanderbleek and Jim Hilton that own Red Silo. They're both musicians. You know, it's.
I did not know.
Yeah. That. It's. So, I mean, you have these people that love the arts that own these venues. So it's nice to be able to use your. What you've worked on in your craft to pour back into their business and help them make more money, but also have an opportunity to share what you're working on. And it comes through, their love for the arts comes through by the way they treat you.
You know, we're talking about as we try to recruit the creative class, the young students, and not just going to Tech, but people coming to live here and start businesses and young people. These kinds of things is quality of life, and that's what your generation's looking for.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of people in my generation, we don't care the size of our home or the model of our car. We care more about, you know, are we – Jerry Seinfeld has one of my favorite quotes. He's a billionaire, and he works 3 weekends a month doing stand-up, and he gets asked why, and he says, I'm a woodchuck. He says, a woodchuck chucks wood, and comedy is my wood.
And it's who you are.
So for a lot of us, the most important thing is our body of work, and what are we doing to make other people happy, and how are we making this a better community, and what are we creating along the way?
And you alluded to this a while ago. My generation, back in the dinosaur age, we were all trying to leave our small towns and go to the big cities, right? Mm-hmm. And there's still a lot, some of that. You have to go find out. But more and more, your generation is looking for – being access to the cities, but the quality of life where you live, the arts, the music, the craft. So this fits right in with what we're trying to do. And it's great because, and I'm talking way too much. I got to quit doing that. It's really great because you don't use a lot of our resources. You don't use the water, the sewer, the utilities, the roads. You have to keep certain things to go in our school, but it doesn't drain. It's a net asset. I think tourism is number two in Tennessee or number one. Agriculture, I think, is number one, but it's a major economic development entity.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's nice to see what comes from that and what, you know, for me, I always think about it from the arts, but it's nice to see these people that have come to this community and visited and fallen in love with it that – have done amazing things in their field creatively, and then they come in and they pour their ideas and they pour their career experience into this community, and they elevate all the rest of us and elevate the ceiling for the arts and the ceiling for this community. And that's a beautiful thing to see.
Locals benefit.
Yes.
We get nicer restaurants. We get more shopping. We get hotels. We get more venues. And they pay for it and go home, the tourists.
Yeah.
No, literally. That's what
literally
we're doing. That's
come
what Molly
pour
was
into
doing.
Us. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, there's people in this community that you would never imagine. I mean, I met one of the founding members of the '90s supergroup Jars of Clay. Has a home in Baxter. Met him. We became friends through a guitar thing I was doing. And then Mark Bright, who was Carrie Underwood's producer, he's in this community a lot.
We don't know who comes. And goes here every day.
It's an amazing place. And you have these destination locations like Glass Tangerine or like Plenty Downtown Bookshop that are drawing people in, and it's expanding. You know, it's the more restaurants and more bookshops and more retail options. There's more reasons for people to come here and less reasons for them to go to Providence in Mount Juliet or go to Knoxville or go to Chattanooga. They can come here or they can stay here for the weekend, spend their money in this community, and spend their time and their happiness in this community, and find their happiness in this community. And I think that is a big shift, and I think we're just getting started with it.
Amen. We've rediscovered a niche that we've had and didn't appreciate it like you take it for granted. Every day you get up and you look out your window and see all this stuff.
So, yeah.
Well, this is a very, very exciting time. We've got a little over a minute left in this segment. And then we got a great little surprise for our audience in the next segment. And also, we're going to let's look in the crystal ball and look at you in the future. Where are you going? What are you doing? Where do you see our entertainment, West Side, and our county doing? And we'll we'll go from there. But is there anything else? We've talked a little bit about your past. We've talked about your present. And you're in a very good place, and it's not by accident. I'm talking about a place physically, but also in your mind. You're where you want to be.
Well, that I appreciate you saying that.
It's very obvious. You're enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah, I really am. I consider myself extremely fortunate to get to do what I do and to have the friends and the community that I have that have supported me and allowed me to get to this point. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful. You know, we can talk about it later, but I'm excited about the future for myself and for the arts in this community.
And you have a number of young friends. You're seeing this not just a few people, but you're really seeing our younger creative class really rediscover this area or discover it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so excited about where we're headed.
Well, I'm always excited, but I'm really excited right now, Andrew. We're going to come back and for the next segment. Got a little surprise for you, but George Hofford, Andrew Buckner, right back. Well, welcome back for our third and last segment of this show, Local Matters, George Hofford, with bright, young, aspiring, creative songwriter, singer, and artist Andrew Buckner, native of Monterey, Tennessee, native Putnam County, and we got some special things at the end of this segment, but let's pick up and look in the crystal ball. Let's just talk about you personally, what you're doing now. Finish that segment up, and then let's talk about the future, what you're doing in the future, how you see Cookeville, Putnam County, the Upper Cumberland evolving in the music area. We've talked about that off air, and then we got a little special treat for our audience.
Yeah, so as far as the future for me, I just want to keep creating. You know, I want to keep getting better at as a writer and better as a musician and better as a guitarist and mandolinist and singer and a better bandmate. A better songwriter. I want to get better with written word as with the magazine and with all the outlets that I try to get hired to write with and the things that I do just for expression. As far as the community, I see a community that's rich with driven people who are also extremely kind.
You use that word. That is one of the reasons we have retired here. This is one of the kindest, most genuine, authentic community of faith. I mean, people care about people. So you're very astute to pick up on that at your early age.
Well, I think with any creative endeavor or any work in general, I think that the hangout is more important than the talent.
That's right.
I think if you're a good hangout and you're a sweet person, the talent is a secondary thing. I think being a great person to be around and being a light and and feeding everyone's, charging everyone's battery rather than depleting it, which I can tell you do that, George, for sure.
Yeah.
You lift people up, is more important than your skill set. I think skills can be taught,
That's right.
But
that's
a care for people is a much harder thing to teach.
Yeah.
And we live in a community that's filled with people who happen to be really good at both, and I'm grateful for that.
Genuine, authentic. I love, as you can tell, I'm gushing right now. My wife and son and daughter-in-law, and we have a new grandchild.
Oh,
I've got to put that in there right now. But we absolutely love this place. Mm-hmm. It's home. And you shared that with you. Your feelings growing up is the way we feel now, and you still feel now. Anything else in the future? Do you see our Nashville? Like I said, we're not trying to become another Asheville or even certainly not Nashville, but finding our niche, finding our role. How do you see our niche expanding over time and role as we grow and have more talent coming in?
Yeah, I mean, I think a big part of that is possible that it comes through athletics with Tennessee Tech. I think
that's a great segue.
I
yes.
think that Mark Wilson and anyone who knows Mark Wilson, what a lovely man. But just one of my absolute favorite people in the world, and he's actually in the Influential Person magazine this edition too.
Well, that's great.
But what he's doing in the hire that he made with Bobby Wilder for the football program, and
hey, we're back.
Really good, and Kim Rosamond, what she's doing with women's basketball, hoping for a good year for Coach Pelfrey, and Matt Braga. And
our baseball got him back, thank goodness.
Yes, and then all of our sports that don't get as much attention, we thrive, and Mark's done such a good job. And I think that with a new football stadium, with a new football complex, I think that along with all the things that Tennessee Tech has done to give us one of the most beautiful campuses in the state, I think that really give us a good shot of maybe getting the Blue Cross Bowl back again.
That was the plan, and as you know, the Chamber and City and County, we had it, and we promised TSSAA that was the plan to build a new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And, the economy and things hit and raising money.
Yeah.
But, we haven't talked about Dr. Oldham either yet. What a great leader and a great university. And not only him, but his team. And you mentioned Mark, but we're very, very fortunate.
Yeah, I think that's going to be, in my opinion, it's going to be a big driver of success and of the growth of this community. I think that because we are a college town, we don't think about it, but we are.
We need
something. We need an identity athletically. I think they're to help with that, and I think that we're on our way. And that paired with a bunch of really great people that are, I'm 36, so it's people my age that are owning businesses and that are helping each other. There's the saying, collaboration happens at the top and, competition happens at the bottom. I feel like there's a lot of collaboration happening, and I'm really grateful to see that and be part of it.
We're on our way, and I'm so excited. Now we're going to have some real fun. I get goosebumps with this. We're going to have a little music, a little mini concert to conclude the program with Andrew Buckner. So, Andrew, I'm going to turn it over to you to sing and play the guitar a little bit.
Okay, well, you asked me to do something, so any chance I get, I'll do this song. This is an old Bruce Springsteen song. I'll do it for you guys. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go off and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? Can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you higher. Oh, I'm on fire. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, I'm on fire. It's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Wow. We got time for some more if you'd like to do another one. You got
sure.
anything?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd probably go all day, but...
yeah, I can do another one.
Wow. So introduce your own, buddy. You're on stage.
Well, one of my favorite singers ever and songwriters ever is John Hartford. Mm-hmm. He wrote Gentle on My Mind that Glenn Campbell made famous, and he did a bunch of the Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack. But there's a song of his called In Tall Buildings that's one of my absolute favorites ever, and I'll do that one right now for you.
That'd be great.
Someday, my baby, when I'm a man and others have taught me the best that they can, they'll sell me a suit, they'll cut my hair and send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, babe, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I can't be late, going to work in tall buildings.
retired and my life is my own. I made all the payments, babe, and I can go home. I wonder what happened betwixt and between going to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, babe, and goodbye to you. I wonder what happened betwixt and between going to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, babe, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, oh, I can't be late. Going to work, going to work, going to work in tall buildings.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, we've got a little over a minute left. Anything, you want to do a little instrumental on the way out?
Sure.
Or sing again?
I can do an instrumental. That'd be great.
I'll let you know when it's time. Folks, this is unrehearsed, dress rehearsed, but all I can say is we're going to do more of this in future programs. So God bless you, my friend, and I'm going to let you close it out with a little instrumental.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed it today. George Hofford with Andrew Buckner, and we're going to do more of this. So stay tuned, Local Matters.